This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
On the heels of the court case that basically said, Monsanto, you owe this guy, Dwayne Johnson, a lot of money for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you were complicit in causing because of your glyphosate, a.k.a. Roundup, and Roundup Ready type products and crops and things, and weeds. Well, Monsanto's on the run. They're hiding in the arms of Bayer, a demon spawn from IG Farben and Nazi Germany era pharmaceutical and chemical conglomerates. And here to add to what is so devastating about glyphosate and how it got there is our good pal, Brian Hooker, Ph.D. Brian, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, Dr. Bell. It's good to talk to you.
It's great, man. We were talking right before we got on the air. You say branching out. No, you're as smart as ever. You can write about anything. And you know, we talk about glyphosate, which we have for many years here. Jeffrey Smith is my good buddy. Have you ever met Jeffrey, by the way?
I have never. I've heard him, but I have never met him in person.
Oh my gosh, we've got to connect you two because he's going to love this article as well. But you know, as far as a champion in raising awareness of the danger of genetically engineered foodstuffs, so to speak, and of course now with the genetically engineered crops to withstand glyphosate, all of these years later. Devastating quantities that they would say, oh, that's not much when they measure it in parts per million and parts per billion. But I've argued over the years, Brian, as a homeopath that works in like infinitesimal delusions, that our bodies operate at extremely small levels. When we talk about the life of the metabolism of the cell, we're talking of relying on endocrine compounds, enzyme compounds at parts per billion and beyond.
Absolutely. We're looking at, you know, when you look at the human body and you look at the vast number of trillions of cells in the human body, you're talking about each cell getting very, very small quantities of different hormones, different other types of proteins, different cell surface receptors. And when you look at something that's an obvious, you know, endocrine disruptor, specifically in chelator, like glyphosate, these cells are operating at parts per billion already, so it only takes parts per billion to really throw them off.
Thank you for validating that, my PhD buddy. You know,
okay.
I joke about it because it's like, you know, I think anybody given enough time to study on your own, even you could read the peer-reviewed literature, you can read biological textbooks and learn about biochemistry and find out that what I'm saying is not an exaggeration. And, of course, that you have a PhD by your name. I know you don't ride on the fact that you do or don't. You're a great guy, seemingly egoless in many ways, because your compassion for your son and the injury, the vaccine injury that happened to him, has led you to say, I've got a mission here, beyond the fact that, you know, I'm a PhD. Speaking for you, Brian, you can say whatever you want in a moment. I've got to warn others, right? The fact that you do have that education level and can crunch numbers and publish is great, too, but it isn't the only thing you rely upon here.
No. And I want to encourage other people, just because you don't have alphabet soup behind your name doesn't mean that you can't get educated on what's good and bad to put in your body. You know, the hubris of the scientific establishment and the medical community wants to tell you that, no, you don't know. You have to trust us. You know, you need to be a sheeple, not a person, and you have to blindly trust in what we say. And that is just absolutely not true. Anybody can look at a paper and look at parts per billions of glyphosate causing cancer, causing liver function problems, and you can understand that. And yes. My mission is to make it even more understandable to the lay people that I trust.
Yes.
And I want to make good medical, good health, good environmental decisions for themselves.
Right. So if people are saying, well, Brian, you only really have been writing about the vaccine scandals and even publishing on it, and you say, well, listen, that's not the limitation of my ability to, you know, communicate these scientific facts as you're uncovering them. And of course, based on that lawsuit that Monsanto, you know, lost, we have now got an opportunity to just raise the stakes for everybody to be aware of these dangers. And again, you're going down to those deep, deep levels that we say parts per million, parts per billion, to explain that even vaccine materials are now contaminated with glyphosate, and how that could be impactful, even though it's even a smaller, it'll be a smaller quantity at that level, but how it could be even more devastating.
Well, it's, you know, when you look at, you know, there's one study that showed that glyphosate in levels of 0.05 parts per billion, that's a 20th of a part per billion, showed damage to liver and kidneys in rats. And that causes me to take pause on, and we are, you know, one of the things that I tried to convey in my article is, as a society, we are awash in glyphosate. You just can't, you know, the question has come up, well, why did they put glyphosate in vaccines? And my answer is, nobody put it anywhere. It just turned up because the products that they use to make vaccines are derived from pork, they're derived from cattle, and cattle and pork are eating tremendously high amounts of glyphosate. And so that's how it made it in vaccines. It contaminates the pork products that they use to do cell culture on, and the beef products that they use as a cell culture additive. And so lo and behold, what would you expect for a society to be awash in glyphosate? It's going to pop up everywhere, in our food,
yeah,
in our soil, in our vaccination, in our clothing. I mean, it is everywhere.
Brian, here's another thing I've argued over the years since I learned about this from my mentor in homeopathic medicine. And again, I find it laughable when they say how unscientific homeopathy is, because it works with substances that are barely there, or in some cases not there beyond the number of Avogadro, but it belies the fact that energy impacts matter. And I think anybody that's put their finger in an electric socket will learn that very quickly. The idea that if we compound new substances, like man in his arrogance says, we can do it, so let's just do it. Let's do it because we can. It's like, well, is it a good idea? No, it doesn't matter. Let's do it because we can. It's like the lack of consciousness and context, right? If we create compounds that have never before been in existence anywhere in nature, and then we administer it via ingestion or injection in the body, they're going to be unintended consequences. Because what does the body do that has developed enzymatic strategies to break things down that it normally ingests, for instance, right? Or let's say, how about pathogens, if we call them that, whether they be bacterial, fungal, or viral, that throughout millennia of history, the body has found ways to adapt to address from an immune response perspective, and identifies this stuff, and usually can get over it. You know, sometimes, if you're weak, it can be very devastating. But the point is, it's different and distinct than in the last 100 years or less. We've introduced millions of synthetic chemical compounds, never before anywhere in history that we know of in existence. And then we ask our body instantaneously, like, you'll know what to do with it, as if it'll magically disappear once you spray it on the crop that you eat.
Right, right. And magic works for the corporate bottom line, but it doesn't work in our bodies, and it doesn't work physiologically really for any type of organism. Like you said, you know, over long periods of time, our bodies have adapted to different pathogens, to different to different insults, but it takes a very, very long period of time to do that adaptation. And, you know, again, I'm just kind of echoing what you said, but because of the toxic soup that of all of the, you know, thousands of chemicals that have been introduced into the environment, mm-hmm. our body just can't keep up. We cannot keep up with this with this level of toxin.
Right.
And you know, not only one of the things I sorry to interrupt you, but one of the things that I did point out in my article is that there are things that enhance the toxicity of glyphosate that are added into Roundup mm-hmm. and that are also present in vaccines, like adjuvants in vaccines. They cause cells to uptake glyphosate much more readily than they would if you had glyphosate on its own. So you need to look at the entire know, milieu of toxins and not just the glyphosate itself.
Or not just, as you said, itself, but in concert with, as I've mentioned, millions of others, and I'm not exaggerating, other chemical compounds that have never been really tested or analyzed for safety and efficacy in combination with one another. And I think the same people that are so arrogant to believe they can just create these synthetic compounds and unleash them on the environment, on the world, with no consequence, are the same ones that say autism is a genetic epidemic.
Exactly. It is. It's a very, very convenient lie.
Yeah.
To invoke an inconvenient truth. Nod to Al Gore there, but this is a very, very convenient lie, and this is driven by the bottom line. You know, the corporatocracy in the United States breeds corruption and is corrupt. And so this is why we've been subjected to this thing that was known to be toxic back in the 1980s.
Yeah, it's not new, folks, but more people are becoming aware of it thanks to the work of our friend Jeffrey Smith and, of course, now Brian Hooker adding into the mix. As you've talked about the route of administration, and we've talked about it in terms of even dealing with mercury, heavy metals, right? If you ingest these things, you have some level of defense, but if you inject them, it violates all of that. And, of course, glyphosate, as bad as it is to ingest, to put it into a vaccine for administration, even at lower levels, is devastating, as well as the other ingredients in vaccines that can increase uptake of the cells at the level at which they operate. And it bypassed every defense measure the body would administer in adapting to these toxic poisons, and completely by bypassing them, you know, the end result is, could this be another contributor to autism?
Yeah, I really have seen some compelling information from Dr. Stephanie Seneff regarding the uptake of glyphosate in the United States and the increase in the uptake of glyphosate with the genetic engineering revolution starting in 1996. And there's something there. There is undoubtedly something there. And the thing that is very frightening just about the molecule glyphosate is it has very similar in structure and almost analogous to a natural amino acid called glycine.
Hold that thought. We got to take a break, Brian. But this is very important, everybody, when we start looking at how the body may interact inadvertently with the glyphosate molecules. How could it mimic a natural amino acid, and what could that mean for your health and the health of your children? Rounding up glyphosate with Brian Hooker. His article is over at focusforhealth.org. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health. And Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the article by Brian Hooker, available here at robertscottbell.com. We linked it up. It's titled, very appropriately, Rounding Up Glyphosate. Now, if we could round it up and ship it off to another planet, my apologies to those alien races. They might be impacted negatively, too. So I don't know what we're going to do here, because it's going to take a while to metabolize the substance on planet Earth that was never before in existence prior to man's arrogance. The pesticide known as glyphosate, also Roundup, Roundup Ready, and everything that it's doing. Now we're finding, of course, cancer, carcinogen, major lawsuit won, beaten against Monsanto. Bayer may be regretting, I don't know officially, the purchase of or acquisition of Monsanto as it transitions to Bayer. But Brian, you've done an incredible job here of rolling out an overview. And I know Stephanie Seneff has been writing about the contamination of vaccine potential or actually. And you're now bringing up another layer of this mystery that's not so much a mystery when we say, hey, how could this be devastating the body's own function, the metabolism, the normal way it would interact with amino acids? Go back to that glycine-glyphosate connection.
Okay, well, glycine is a natural amino acid, and it is used to build, it's a building block in proteins, And glycine as a specific amino acid gives proteins kind of stretchiness and springiness. It's like a little spring that allows proteins to sort of conform and move and become dynamic so they can actually carry out the cellular functions that they were intended to carry out. But what happens is glyphosate will chemically incorporate into these proteins where glycine should be. And it is analogous because it can slip into the same place that glycine can and incorporate, but it has a completely different structure. So instead of having a correctly functional protein, it just basically disrupts and that protein becomes non-functional or it even at worst becomes highly toxic. And so, you know, that's bad news because all of a sudden you've got non-functional proteins in cells, but then you also have something that is incorporated into protein. So glyphosate persists in our cells. It accumulates in our bodies in higher concentration. So if we get the allowable daily dose of glyphosate by the EPA, oh my goodness, 1.75 parts per million per day, then that is actually accumulating in our tissue. So it becomes, you know, 1.75 parts per million, not billion, is bad enough, but it will start to accumulate in your tissues, and it throws off all systems, including the intestines, including the liver, including the kidneys, including the brain, and it is now, you know, linked very, very specifically to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right, and we can call it a destroyer of connective tissue based on this description, because if it facilitates a displacement of glycine, replacing it, and as you said, without the glycine, what happens to the proteins, we've got a big problem, folks. I think about this connective tissue and muscle tissue even, and we say, wait a second, maybe people should be considering what I've been saying for years, that if you're going to eat animals, and I'm not opposed to that, if it's right for you, you have to determine what is right for your body. If you choose factory farmed animals that are eating GMO grains and it just totally, if I could say it, infested, soaked in glyphosate, it's going to be entering into those animals, not excreted via the liver. It's going to enter into their connective tissue that you're going to consume. And therefore, going organic, even though I know organic is not as clean as it once was, has got to be one of the strategies we have to embrace in order to minimize the damage and the exposure to this substance, which thus far, I don't know how the body is dealing with it.
Exactly. And it's not just GMO-free. It has to be organic. They are spraying glyphosate on oats and wheat that are not genetically modified in order to hasten the ripening process. So, when oats are about ready to be harvested, they will spray massive quantities of a glyphosate on them, on the crops, and that causes the crops to dry so the oats are easier to harvest. And so it's not just GMO-free. You have to go full organic in order to avoid this potent toxin.
Yeah, one of the crops that I think is 70% GMO is corn. Maybe it's more than that at this point. And I warn folks that they're going, well, I'm eating GMO-free or non-GMO corn. I'm like, does that mean there's no glyphosate on them? It just means if they use it, they have to use less. Or maybe at the end they talk about desiccation process, the drying process that you mentioned.
That's
here.
Correct. Yes.
So your point is, I hope everybody's listening. I've been saying it for years, even before I knew anything like glyphosate or Roundup, that we've got to go back to the way food was before we had to call it organic. It was just food. Can we go back there? We're going to go back there with Brian Hooker. Can you stick around one more segment, Brian?
I can. I will stick around for at least one more segment. Thank you so much.
We're going to have more fun with the professor. Dr. Brian Hooker is on. Go check out the links at robertscadbell.com. The article at Focus for Health is there, and you must read it and share it with all of your friends and even those who are naysayers. It'll really provide perspective that is just so desperately needed. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Big hugs to Brian Hooker. If you ever get to see Brian, give him a big hug. Now, I don't know when we're going to see each other next. I know I've got the Trinity Conference that used to be called Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois, and that's September 22nd, 23rd. Are you going to be there for that?
No, I'm not, but I am trying to get out to more of these health freedom conferences and sort of branch out beyond sort of the autism vaccine issue. One of the places I really want to go this year, at least to offer a presence for Focus for Health, is CalJAM. Do you go to CalJAM?
3 years ago, I was invited to speak. They've never invited me back. I must have said something to offend them. But
nothing but love.
Yes, no.
Listen, nothing but love.
It's a great it's a great group, and if you can get out there to speak or attend, it is a lot of fun. I have to say, I'm very impressed with Billy D and their group, what they do each year there. It's fantastic work. So I hope that you do get there. Also, I think that the Trinity Live Conference, which used to be known as Health Freedom Expo, is going to go back to California, the Long Beach area where it used to be in 2019. So maybe you can travel down for that. I can put you on, make sure you could be a speaker there.
That's easy. That's like a single flight. Yeah. Let's book my ticket now.
Okay. Well, that would be great.
No, I'm excited about these conferences because you meet so many like-minded people, and you know you need to have encouragement. And I learn a lot of things when I go to these conferences. It's not my brain is not full yet.
No. I've always been impressed with you that you are so open to learn. You're teaching too at a university. So I mean, the fact that you've not hung your hat and said, "Yep, I'm a PhD. I got nothing else to learn." That's why we're buddies.
No, there's much to learn, and there's much to be gained by keeping an open mind to what natural health is all about. And the more I learn about things like homeopathy, naturopathy, things like that, the more that I'm impressed, and the more that I this whole pill industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the medical oligarchy that allopathy, the more that I am disappointed in that. And I have the opportunity at the university to teach future nurses.
Yeah.
I just taught a nursing microbiology class this morning, and the stuff that I learn, I can impart to these future healthcare professionals and hopefully make a difference.
Yes.
I mean, we want to crack the edifice that this corporatocracy around medical products, around pharmaceuticals has created, and this is the way we do it, and we have to keep learning.
And our brilliant friend, Done Too Soon, Liam Sheff, also loved and appreciated you, and we just had some great times together sharing, talking, laughing, doing some radio. And again, I'm just so glad that we can continue to do that, Brian.
Absolutely. I'm not as crazy. Liam was a crazy man. He got away with things that I didn't think I could ever get away with.
Nobody else.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, no.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He made us laugh and, obviously think deeply about these important issues. So, and again, he appreciated you so much, Brian, too. So here in your article, it said glyphosate-tolerant crops include varieties of corn, which I mentioned. I mean, soybeans, cotton. So it's not what you're eating, it's what you're wearing, too. Remember, your skin is an absorber of these things. Canola, which is rapeseed. Nobody should be eating that stuff. Sugar beet, alfalfa, and others. And 90% plus of all soybeans, and you said over 70% of corn grown in the U.S. are genetically modified. And again, it's not exclusive to that, because now Cheerios and others that have claimed to be GMO-free, now that they're finding glyphosate levels are really horrific, and they're subject perhaps to the next round of lawsuits, and that's making them very nervous.
As they should be. This using these types of chemicals that have such a checkered history. I mean, all you have to do is a Google search to look at the checkered history of glyphosate and how, there appears to be, this disparity of opinion where the U.S. EPA says it's safe, California says no, it's not safe, it's carcinogenic, the World Health Organization says that it's not safe and carcinogenic. Shame on them for using it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and the question is, what will the government do? It's been shown to ignore or obfuscate or cover up these issues. And yet, we're winning. On some level, we're winning. How? Because the people that wake up, unfortunately, very often the hard way, like this man who, Dwayne Johnson, who had to sue with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They don't expect him to live that long. I don't know if he'll find some other alternatives to address his situation and survive it. But then we look back at all of the families, the moms and dads, including yourself, Brian, who learned the hard way about the danger of vaccination. Yet at that point, what happens? We're not waiting for the government. We'd like the government to act and say, hey, be careful, everybody. This is dangerous, but we can't wait for that. And so the point is consumers, you, each and every one of you, make a decision with your money to not spend it on things like Cheerios or Ritz crackers or Oreos or Doritos that contain it, much less the vaccines that they claim are you know, sacrament from the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, or at least that's how I call
right.
it. So we wake up and we make the change, not waiting for government is the point. And your article is not waiting. It's helping to inform those who may be on the fence.
No, no. And the last line of the article is, with our food supply, we simply cannot trust our government to tell us what is safe to put in our bodies. And our government, you know, there are folks have an easy time being skeptical with the federal government, but they don't apply necessarily that skepticism to pharmaceuticals, to the medical industry, you know, with their pristine, you know, physicians with their white lab coats and so forth, and with our food supply. And we need to take that level of skepticism and apply it to every area the government touches in our life. And that, you know, we eat a lot of food every day.
Yeah.
And if you're eating the wrong food, you're consuming a lot of glyphosate.
Yeah, this echoes my journey, Brian. This is, you know, I bring this up from time to time. How did I get here? It was because I was a product of maybe not so much Monsanto at the time I grew up. We didn't have glyphosate, but pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, modern medicine, antibiotics, vaccines, albeit fewer, all of these things were detrimental to my health. And when I began to learn about this and question the medicines that were given to me, as the doctors acknowledged, they had no idea why I was sick or if I would ever be well, other than to make some proclamations based on growing out of it, which was not satisfactory to me. I began to question not only, of course, medicine, but everything. Because if they could lie, these officials could lie to me about one area of my life, which was huge. I was grown pharmaceutically, so doctors were always a part of my life. What other areas could we be being lied to about? And that's what brought out that bigger picture of, you know, government, corporations, you know, all of the establishment. And then Liam Sheff writes that book, Official Stories, about these kind of lies that are told until they become fact to us. We believe them as if they are factual. And we must question all the time. And that's the, you know, the essence of learning, whether it be a Socratic method or otherwise, to always question, to use the ability to reason, use a bit of logic. I don't know if you encourage it in your classroom. I bet you do. That critical thinking skill that is so lacking in so many of our young people today.
No, we don't. I don't want to teach my students what to think. I want to teach them to think, okay? Because they are going to encounter situations where they're going to have to make decisions. And if they haven't developed that judgment, then they're not prepared to make those particular decisions. And one of the things that happens is if you are no longer a member of the government corporatocracy choir, then instead of somebody approaching you with logical reasons why perhaps you should trust Roundup Ready crops or trust glyphosate, instead you're ostracized, you're chastised, and you're subject to all this ad hominem attack. You know, or even worse, then you're deemed a threat to society. And so doesn't that in and of itself beg the question, why are they so concerned when you step out of line?
Yeah. Yeah. Those who are outside that box are a threat to those who are in the box. And it's not like we want to attack them and harm them. I think the thing is we want to defend ourselves from them because they're harming us and other innocents. But what do we do about it? Right? If we're not violent people, I mean, I'm willing to defend my children. If I have to use violence, I will to defend them. But in and of itself, I don't want to instigate it, right? But I would want to be at the very least left alone. But now with glyphosate, there isn't a border that's easy to draw. You know, if you used to say,
no,
don't come onto my property, or as Clint Eastwood says, get off my lawn. Super Don loves that line, right? The fact of the matter is glyphosate has been soaked into everything, that the lines have been blurred. So at what point do you shut them down? And the only way, maybe the courts, in addition to our willingness to stop buying what they're selling us.
Absolutely. One of the nice things that happened regarding the glyphosate lawsuit is Bayer, the large conglomerate that you mentioned earlier that owns Monsanto, their stock slipped 16%. And so people were voting with their feet. They're saying, this is not a corporation that I want to be involved with. There's a huge lawsuit. And also we, you know, if something is soaked in glyphosate, I don't want to buy it. If, you know, if Cheerios are going to have to, are going to have over parts per million amounts of glyphosate, which they have been tested to have, I'm not going to buy them. And so, you know, it's, we have the power to vote with our feet. In addition to what's happening in the courts.
Yeah, and yet the EPA still says glyphosate is safe. So if you rely upon the Environmental Protection Agency, which has become captured by the industry it deems to regulate, just like the FDA has, you're asking for something that, you know, you may be 6 feet under by the time they come around, or your child may be harmed or cancerous or otherwise, which is, we've seen the devastation of the vaccine industrial complex takeover of the CDC and other institutions in our beloved government, so to speak. So, Brian, you know, what you're doing is so very important, coming from a scientific perspective, but your article is very easy to access by those who are non-scientific, and hats off to you for being able to write that way. And I want to encourage everybody, if you haven't already checked it out, the article is at Focus for Health. We have it there. It linked up at robertscottbell.com. And, you know, what I want to continue doing with you, Brian, in the future, and others, including Stephanie Seneff, is to continue to talk about ways to mediate, mitigate this. How do we undo it? What do we do to help the body to detoxify? Now, as a homeopath, I know of some ways, but the FDA is really attacking homeopathy. My friend Dr. Frank King is under attack right now. We talked about it to him last hour. So Dr. Brian Hooker, we've got a lot of challenges yet to go.
Absolutely, and I want to be in the forefront. Those of us that have been affected by this sort of government corporatocracy, you know, with my son's vaccine injury from 19 years ago now, we want to be the voices crying in the wilderness. We want to be those individuals, not because, you know, we have anything to gain or, you know, it strokes our ego, but I really don't want to see people harmed. I know what harm can be done. Experience the harm that has been done to my son every single day, and I don't want that to happen to other families.
Well, God bless you, Brian Hooker, for speaking out and utilizing the intelligence God may have granted you, and that you worked so hard to attain to get that PhD and use it for proper and good uses. I appreciate you. Love you very much.
Nothing but love for you, too. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right, back to wrap it up, heading into the weekend. Thank you, Brian Hooker. Super Don's with me next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Dr. Frank King for joining us for a very important healing revolution and pushing back on big government and the bureaucratic oligarchy and in danger of taking away our homeopathic medicines or causing that. Also, Brian Hooker really bringing some great, great information, scientifically validated and grounded and yet understandable for all of us on the glyphosate issue. Now, so something really important. Right? Since we've solved the opioid crisis with rhinoplasties, now we need to talk football! Yay!
Right? Started officially last night.
You all 46 minutes late because of a rain delay. I know rain delays in baseball, but football would become a...
Yeah, are they becoming snowflakes? Is that what's going on?
Something's going on, man. They were melting in the rainstorm.
I know Atlanta and Philadelphia played last night.
They did, yeah.
I know Atlanta is your team.
Well, yeah, just by virtue of me being there for a long time.
I got through, I think, the first half of the game, and then I had to go do something else. So I didn't catch the end, but I heard that your team did not win, and they lost, like, at the last minute of the game.
It was a replay of last year's playoff game when they lost 15-10, and yesterday they lost 18-12. But it was the same thing. A throw to Julio didn't go well. He landed out of bounds. And, like, you know what? It was a sloppy game, penalties everywhere. The defenses were much better than the offenses. And, you know, I don't live or die by, quote-unquote, my team. I enjoy excellence. I didn't see a lot of excellence yesterday, so it was kind of disappointing to me. But, you know, I had a couple of hours of unplug, and I was like, okay, all right, time to go to bed. If I had watched the first half, because I didn't, I tuned in late, I probably would have gone to sleep because it was boring. Just saying.
That's one of the reasons why I actually ended up moving on, but yeah. Personal. But, you know, whatever. It's football time. So, like you, I like to be able to unplug and enjoy myself a little bit. And Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm really looking forward.
excitement. Hopefully it'll all be better by then.
We normally don't sit here and just talk about football in general. Did you notice that there's a lot of controversy going on about Colin Kaepernick right now?
Yeah.
Nike him as the face of their new ad campaign just in time for the football season. People are burning their Nike shoes.
Me, I'm putting them on. They're my gardening shoes, and they get muddy and muckety. But it isn't because I'm disapproving of them hiring Colin Kaepernick as their poster boy for, I don't know, their Just Do It campaign. But there are a lot of memes that have been created out of that. They're quite funny and poignant, I think. It's interesting that Nike, you have to decide, are you an athletic apparel company or are you a social justice warrior company?
You know, they're
confused.
They're doing a little bit of both. They came out with an ad, and on the ad it shows Colin Kaepernick's face, and in words it says, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." And this is Just Do It at the bottom.
Wow.
Well, a lot of people have taken advantage of that, and they've created memes using the same words and stuff like that and putting something else. You know, the obvious one I was waiting and I saw where somebody had a picture of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." And so, yeah, there have been some serious ones, but then there's also been some fun ones where people are taking advantage of it. And there was one I sent you this morning. You remember the movie The Waterboy?
Yeah, of course, Adam Sandler, yes.
And it, let me see if I can find it. I've got so many windows open. It has a picture of Bobby Boucher, right?
Yeah.
Steady there, and it says, "Believe in something, even if Mama says it's the devil." Which I thought was kind of funny.
Yes.
I don't know why they won't let this Colin Kaepernick thing go. You know,
it's divisive. It's socially divisive, and of course they divide and conquer. It's Hegelian dialectic. Why else would they do it? Nike is beyond that. It's become, you know, an institution in terms of, as we see now, social justice, which doesn't address real rights that come from God, but, you know, these so-called social justice rights that are somewhat less in the civil form or civil. I'm loathe to try and go into this as we're heading into the weekend. I'm kind of bummed that I have to do this, but I will say in their campaign, uh-huh, if you're willing to sacrifice everything, I'm like, really? You sacrificed $1 million contract to be a backup quarterback, which, you know, most people will go,
yeah,
dude, I'm not sacrificing that, or I'll still do my social justice thing, but you give me the mill. But I don't know how much Nike's paying him to do this. But there are, you know, kind of leftist socialist agendas at this point of global corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state. And by the way, why isn't Colin Kaepernick protesting against the slave labor or wages that are paid to, I don't know, little Vietnamese children that are producing Nike shoes? I mean, why isn't that an issue?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But, you know, I don't know, maybe Nike's, they're trying to pander, I think, to a certain degree here. I'm going to make a meme of my own with my face.
Well, real quick, because we're almost done.
It'll say, "Don't care, even if it means not caring about anything."
And get off my lawn. There you go, Superdog. Right. All right, folks, we're off till the week starts again on Sunday for us. Remember, the power to heal. And wear or not wear Nikes, to your discretion, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.